We're in Parag Yedayim, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Bracha asked last time, wasn't Sancheirev the one who sent them into Galus? So the Gemara says all these names for the Malach Asher from the beginning, the first time, because the first one was Tiglesser or something? Yeah. And then Shalmaneser, right? Each one, they're all the same name for Sancheirev. They're all different, the Gemara says like that. Yeah. They're all Sancheirev. It's all the same person, yeah. Because we'll see in a moment we're going to call him Sancheirev, but pretty soon we're going to call him Sancheirev. But it's the same name. Why we switch it, that I don't know. Okay, so we're over here. The Aseret HaShvatim went into Galus. Adayim Azeh. So Parag Yedayim Pasuk Chaf Dalet. By Yobi we said Melech Asher, he re-inhabited Eretz Yisrael. Mi Bavel, Umi Kutso, Umi Avo, Umi Chamot, Usvar Vayim. These different places. And he resettled all these people in Shimrain instead of in Israel. So one of the places, Kusa, that's the Kusim. So it was when they first were there, Lo Yaris Hashem, they didn't fear Hashem. Not that we expected them to. So the Baruch Shalom taught them that Eretz Israel is not like any other place. It's not only Klal Yisrael, if you don't act correctly, do they get thrown out and things happen, but anyone. So he sent these lions, and the lions were just rampant throughout Shimron killing people. So they weren't so happy about this, obviously. Now, what does it mean, Lo Yaris Hashem? So Rashi says that even though there's many people who are like the Avodah Zarah. However, Hemirei Mipanav. In the olden days, like the Avodah Zarah believed that there was Hashem. They just believed that there's powers underneath Hashem that we're supposed to serve. The Karulei, and they call Hashem Elika Delihaya. In other words, Hashem is the power over all powers.
What?
No, we don't hold us any powers. There's no other powers. He runs everything, but there's no other powers. They believe that there was Hashem, but there's other powers who are taking care of things, and we serve them. However, the Kusim Lo Yaras Hashem, they Bechlal were Kaifer and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why they were worse than anyone else. The Malbim explains that Kol Zman someone is at least Yareis Hashem, even a guy, even if he's serving, he has a middleman, so to speak, he believes you have to serve other powers as an emtsoi, as a middleman between Hashem and him. So then at least they still have what we would call the surah of a person. And we know that the after the Mabul, Hashem said, "Umayrachem v'chitchem," that the fear of a person is over animals. Animals have a fear of someone who has a Tzelem Elokim. When we lose our Tzelem Elokim, so the animals lose the fear of people. So he says, "Kol Zman, at least you have a Goyim who believe in Hashem, even if in the middle they make a mistake, so then at least they still have a Tzura of an Adam." But but they don't believe in Hashem. Sar mehem tavnis b'nei adam. That's not a person anymore. So therefore, if he loses his surah hanushi, his selam hanushi, so now there's no fear anymore. If there's no fear, so there the lions come and they eat up. They have no fear of the person. So it goes hand in hand with the yiras Hashem of at least being cognizant of the fact that even if he's an ayin by the zara, but that there is a higher power. So Vayomru leMelech Asher. So his servants told him, Lamar, Hagoyim Asher Higlisa, those Goyim that you took out of their place. You took them from Bavel, from Kutso, from all these places, and you put them Ataisha Barishaim, right? Lo Yadu is Mishpat Alekei Haaretz. Obviously, they don't understand the Mishpat of the God of the land. Vayishalach Bemes Harayis, and therefore the Hashem of that land sent them the lions. V'hinam Mimisu Maisam, Kasherenim Yadim, it's Mishpat Alekei Haaretz, and it's killing them. So there was this complaint lodged with the king. You resettled these people here, and the lions are killing them out. So the pasuk says that. So what did Melech Asher do? So Melech Asher says, "Well, is this the first time this is happening? Did it happen to the Jews?" No, it didn't happen to the Jews. Well, obviously the Jews know how to protect themselves, and we're going to need some Jews to go and teach these kusim what to do. So Veitzav Melech Asher Leimer, Halichu Shom Echad Me'akayinim Asher Iglisa Misham, go get one of the Kehanim who was exiled from near the Jews, Ve'yelchu V'yayish Misham, let him go back to Shaimrayim, live there, Ve'yayirim Es Mishpat Alekei Haaretz, and he'll teach them how to act properly. So Ve'yel Ve'yachu Me'akayinim Asher Iglu Mishayimrayim Ve'yayishav Ve'zel, Ve'yimayir Esam Eich Yiru Es Hashem. So he taught them how to be a Yari Es Hashem. There's many different mepharshim. Some say that these were the kehane habal. You know, kehane, it wasn't real kehanim. It was kehanim of avodah zarah to start off with. Others say that they were really tzaddikim. These two people who had to go back and be the teachers of the kusim of how not to be killed by the arayas. The Malvin says, Hayakayan Lavaidazara. He learns it was a Kayan Lavaidazara. But he says, even a Klaisel served Lavaidazara, again, it was still realizing there's a Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. So he taught them how to fear Hashem, at least enough that they shouldn't be devoured by these arayos. And it's clear, because in the next pasuk it says, Vayi Oisim Goy Goy Eleha. Every nation made its own Avodah Zarah, and they put it in these Avodah Zarah houses that the Shaimrainim, meaning the Jews who had lived in Shaimrain, had temples all over for Avodah Zarah. Now these temples became inhabited by these Kusim and all these Goyim who were also serving Avodah Zarah. Goy Goy Bareim Asher Hem Yashim Sham. So in Pasuk Chaf Ches it says he taught them how to fear Hashem. In Pasuk Chaf Ches it says they kept on serving Avodah Zarah. So how do you reconcile that? So obviously the answer is, the Maalim Mefarshim thing to say, that he taught them that even if you're serving Avodah Zarah, you should at least believe there's Hashem above it. That'll save you, like we did. Like we, the Kayim Avodah Zarah, taught them how to serve Avodah Zarah. Now for Klai Yisrael, that's a big taina, because Klai Yisrael has an Isser of Shituf. We are not allowed to believe that there's any partnership between Hashem and Avodah Zarah. A guy, it's not so simple that a guy is Isser to believe in Shituf. As long as he believes there's Hashem that runs the world, even if he believes that there's other powers that hook on or that are Meshutzef to Hashem, it's not so simple that a guy is Iver on anything with that. So therefore, for Klal Yisrael, the Kayin Avodah Zarah here, this Kayin that was Jewish, Klal Yisrael believed in this, they got thrown off the land. For the Goyim to believe the same thing, it took care of the Arayis, and they could live in the land because they don't have the same Isser Avodah Zarah that we have. Now, the pasuk now tells us all the different avodah zarahs that they made here in Eretz Yisrael. Anshei Babel asu es sukkos b'nayis. Anshei Babel made avodah zarah that was in the form, Rashi says, of a tarnagailas imaprechel, a chicken with its chicks. Anshei Kus asu es nergal, that was a male chicken. Anshei Kamas asu es ashima. That was a A tayish, what's a tayish?
A
what?
A
male goat. V'avim osu nivchaz, that was a dog. V'estartok, that was a chamar. Svavrim seifens b'neim ve'esh, they did better. These people used to burn their kids to the fire. Laja melech, fana melech, alahei sefarvayim, their God would ask them to bring their children to burn them. Adar Melech, Rashi says, was a mute, was in the form of a mule. The other one was the form of a sus. Vayiremes Hashem, but still they feared Hashem. Back to the same thing. After all that, they feared Hashem. So some of them became priests for their bamas, for their avodah zarah, and they would do it in the base habamas that were already built there. And this is what they used to do. They used to serve avodah zarah, but at least they believed in Hashem. As Hashem ha'yireim, we say it again. So what does it mean? Kemishvat Hagayim Asher Higlo Yisrael Misham. The Radak says, just like Kla Yisrael did it, meaning Kla Yisrael believed in Hashem but were Oyver Avodah Zarah, so too they did the same thing. But again, to contrast the difference, that for them it's not so bad, but for us it was. Now, the pasuk then says, "Ad hayem hazeh im oisim kamishbatim arishayim." Until today, they're still doing the same thing. Einam yireim es Hashem, which Rashi explains to mean they don't fully fear Hashem. Veinam oisim kuchukaisam uchamishbatam v'chatzar v'chamitzvah asher tiva Hashem es bnei Yaakov asher sam shmai Yisrael. Now, what happened here is as follows. At some point, the pasuk doesn't go into the exact story, but Chazal say at some point the kusim were megayim. These kaihanim who came, they taught them how to be yari as Hashem, but there came a point that they decided to become geir. Now there's a big machlaikas in the Gemara if they are a geir emes or not. Were they geir emes and they truly believed in Hashem and became geir these kusim? Or the other one says, the other opinion is Geirei Arayis Hayim. They were Geirim because of fear of the lions. And if you become a Geir only because of fear for another reason, not for a true Geir, so they weren't true Geirim. So the Machlaik is what they were, but they for sure acted like Jews for a while. Even while they were acting as Jews, throughout the history, they made a lot of trouble for the Jews. They were always making trouble. Different stories that they had. They stopped, even later on, by Binyan Bayis Sheni, they stopped the Binyan Abayis for a while. They mocked on the Jews that the Melech and Paras, that they're rebelling, and they stopped it. They were always a thorn in the side of Klal Yisrael, even if they were Geirei Emes, but they were never, like the Pasuk here says, Einam Yireim Es Hashem. They never really fully did everything the way they were supposed to. Came a point that the Chachamim made a gezerah that kusim have a din like goyim. They can't be goyim if they're geirei emes, but we have to associate with them as goyim. We're not allowed to touch their wine. We're allowed to marry their girls. We're not allowed to eat their bread. They made them as if all the harchakas that there are for goyim, the same thing. There were different. I'm going to go through the whole thing. There were different times, different tkufas as the gezerahs got more and more and more. The Tanoim made Gezeres, it went in stages, but eventually it came a time that they said, forget it, they're like Goyim. And it was at that point that they found that the Kusim were on Har Grizim serving Avodah Zarah. In other words, even if years before they were true Geirim, but we found there was a Dmus Yaina, that there was a form of a Yaina on Har Grizim that the Kusim were serving, and the Chazal saw that they were just being Avodah Zarah. So all they were troublemakers being Oyver Avodah Zarah, and therefore we make gezeiras that they have dinim, at least for certain things, we act with them as if they're goyim, so that the regular normal Jews should not associate with them. But this was the beginning of the story here, that already was a problematic thing, were they true geirim or not, or they were just geirim out of fear of these lions. Now the pasuk continues when we say that they were hanging Yireim as Hashem. Yeah.
Kusim and Shur are the big people.
The Kusim and who?
Shamrayim.
No, Shamrayim refers to the Jews who had lived in Shamrayim. You know, the Jews that lived in Shamrayim had made all these temples of Avodah Zarah. Right in Pasuk Chaf Tet, you mean?
No, I mean like in general. I mean like, sometimes there's people called Shamrayim, that they act like they didn't.
That's the Kusim, yeah, that's the Kusim. That's why good, this whole thing of good Samaritan is a whole bunch of baloney, because the Kusim were not good Samaritans at all. They were pains in the neck to Klal Yisrael. I think when I was reading to my kids, the little family midrash says in Lachem Beis, he points that out, that this whole business of good Samaritan that came from the Kusim is really like oxymoron, because they were not good to anybody. Well, where the term came from, that I don't know. But that's, you're right, Shamrayim is Samaritans, but those are the Kusim, yeah. Okay. So now the pasuk says they were Einam Yireim Es Hashem. They didn't do the mitzvahs Asher Shiva Hashem Es Bnei Yaakov Asher Zom Shema Yisrael. Vayichras Hashem Itam Bris. Now we're going to explain what they did wrong. Hashem had made a bris with Klal Yisrael that says Loisiru Elohim Acherim. You're not allowed to serve Avodah Zarah. Lois Ishtachavu Lehem. Lois Avdum. Lois Tizbechu Lehem. You're not allowed to do anything to Avodah Zarah. Ki Mes Hashem Asher Helas Chaim Eretz Yitzrayim. Mechayev Galdu. Was there any two? Lois Yisiru. Lois Ishtachavu. Lois Tizbechu. Mesachukim, Mesa Mishvatim, Atarev, Amitzvah, Shekosov, Lekandishmu, Lazis, Kalayamim, Loisiru, Elohim, Acherim, Labris, Asher Karati, Etzem, Lois, Nishkoch, will never forget it, Loisiru, Elohim, Acherim, Kimas Hashem, Lekeichem, Tiro, Vuhu, Yatsu, Letzchem, Yad, Kaloi, Beichem, Veloi, Shomeyu, and they didn't listen, Kim, Kim, Mishvatim, Arisha, Neimaisim, they continued acting their original way of serving Avodah Zarah, they tried to do both. They were fearing Hashem and serving Avodah Zarah. So this is referring to the Kusim. Even after they were Megayir, they reverted back to trying to do both things, serving Avodah Zarah and serving Hashem, like the Jews in Shamrayim also did. And therefore, that's what we're saying, that it was a big tine on them, but if you become a ger eventually, you have to really let this go, and you can't do that. You can't serve Avodah Zarah and do both. Even if originally, perhaps, it wasn't such a tine on them, but they weren't gerim yet. So once they became gerim, so the pasuk here is telling that it was a big tine on them. Yeah.
So if the Kohanim who came in Why didn't they just tell the Gaia, like,
because
we're not supposed to go and just see
the
Gaia people, yeah. Like, why didn't they just tell them, hey, believe in Hashem?
You mean, why were they Megaia them?
Worshipping your cows and sheep and whatever.
Which is what they did,
but they were Megaia.
It seems that, eventually they thought they, I guess they thought that they were Hamas. No, maybe they did everything they were supposed to, and they still wanted to become Gerim. I guess. Okay, now we move on. Barak Yilchetz. Vayibishna shalosh loshea ben elem el chisoh malach Chizkiah ben Ochaz malach Yehuda. Chizkiah became the king. Remember, his father Ochaz shut down the Beit HaMikdash. Ben esu v'cham eshana yibu malach v'esu v'seh shana malach v'shalayim v'shemimoy avi bas Zechariah. Vayata yosher b'nei Hashem k'chol asher osu David Ovid. Chizkiah, although his father was from the biggest, the worst kings in Malach Yehuda, shut down the Beit HaMikdash, brought the Mizbeach and all the things that he did. Chizkiah was to the other extreme. Chizkiah, the pasuk says, Yata Yashav and Hashem Kechol Asher, also David Aviv, just like David HaMelech, his great-great-grandfather, he did Yashav and Hashem. Who hated us Abamas? He removed all the Abamas from Yerushalayim or from Yehuda, wherever he was. So this is the first time that we got rid of Abamas in the history of Malchus Yehuda. These were the Bamas even La Hashem.
How was he able to do that if no Malch before him?
Because he was different. He was different, I don't know.
He was able to overcome that.
Overcome, right. That seems so, yeah. Veshiber es ha-matzeves. And he got rid of all the matzeves. V'chores es ha-asherah. This is the Avodah Zarah things. So there were two things going on. His father put Avodah Zarah throughout Yehuda. And there were Bamas also, and he closed down the Beit HaMikdash. He got rid of all the Avodah Zarah. he got rid of the Balmais. And one thing Chazal say, he did, the pasuk says he did. V'kitas nechash hanechayshes asher asa Moshe. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, made the nechash hanechayshes, the snake made out of nechayshes that got rid of the nechashim over there that were killing Klal Yisrael. So he ground it up. Kitas means he grinds it up. He grinds it up into like to dust. Why did he grind it up? Klal Yisrael saw the power of Nechash HaNechayshes. So obviously we know it wasn't the power of Nechash HaNechayshes, it was Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. But the same Mishnah that says that when Klal Yisrael was fighting Amalek, V'haya kasher yarim Moshe's yadai, v'gavar Amalek, v'chasher yaniyach yadai, Moshe Rabbeinu lifts his hands, Klal Yisrael wins. Puts his hands down, Amalek wins. Ask the Mishnah, the chiyad of Shal Moshe, oisa is mochama? The hands of Moshe are the ones that make the mochama win or lose? No, when his hands are up, Klal Yisrael and Meshavnim, Liba, Lavi, and Sheva Shemayim. When his hands were up, Klal Yisrael were Mispalel, they win the war. His hands are down, they don't win the war. The same Mishnah continues. The Nechash HaNechayshes. Do you think the Nechash HaNechayshes is what healed? No. When Klal Yisrael looked at the Nechash HaNechayshes, they used it as a medium for their to be mechavel avin l'shavash amayin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the problem. So, but unfortunately, by association, what happens is people forget the original thing, and they think that the Nechash HaNechayshes has powers. Now, this is how many years since Moshe Rabbeinu? A lot, right? A lot of years. For, I don't know, from Yetzias Mitzrayim until Churban Beis HaMikdash was 800 years, I think, right? Something like that neighborhood. So it's a lot of years this Nechash HaNechayshes is around. But he saw that Klal Yisrael was using it, as the Pasuk said, they were Mekachim Lai, there were people who were bringing karbanas to it, and they called it Nechushta. I'm sorry, Mekachim Lai, Kama. Vayikra Lai, he called it Nechushta. He called it Nechushta, and Rashi says, is a lashon of Bizayah. Kloima, Matzorich Bezeh, we don't need this, it's only Nechash Nechayshes. It's a thing made out of Nechayshes, out of copper. Who needs a copper thing? That doesn't have any power to it. So he called it the Chushtan, he called it Bederach Bizay. So this is one of the things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. Chazal gave a list of a whole bunch of things that he did that were Letaiva, and this is one of them. Now, Chazal want to know, why is he the first melech to get rid of the Nechash HaNechayshes? There were other melechim who got rid of Avodah Zarah in Yehuda. Even if his father Achaz brought Avodah Zarah, but there were a lot of Yoshafat, Asa, why didn't they get rid of this? So the Radak learns that really, why was this Nechash HaNechayshes even in existence anymore? It was a zecher for the Nes. Just like there was the Tzintzenes Haman, little flask of man that was sits in the Kodesh HaKadoshim that reminds Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds them, even in the Midbar. There was the Nechash HaNechayshes, was a remembrance of that mess. So the way the Radak understands and says that in the days of Asa and Yoshafat, nobody served this. It wasn't served as Avodah Zarah. In the earlier days, Avodah Zarah was never rampant in Malchus Yehuda. Even times when they were serving Avodah Zarah, it still wasn't to such a degree. But his father Achaz, what he did, the damage that he did to Yehuda, and the amount of Avodah Zarah that he brought in, then is when it began that people started serving this Nechash HaNechayshes. He is the first time it happened in the history. So when he now came to get rid of all the Avodah Zarah, he felt he had to get rid of this Nechash HaNechayshes as well. Since it was, even though for many years it was never used, it was a zecher for the Nes that Moshe Rabbeinu did, But once it was already used in the days of his father as Avodah Zarah, he felt now that we have to get rid of it. And he said, it's better we should forget the nes that they have this thing here and people be nifshal in Avodah Zarah. He made the cheshbon and he said it's better. There were people, says the Radak, who didn't serve it. There were still people who used it as a chizuk to Avodas Hashem to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nes. But Chizkiah felt that the michshol that could come out and had come out and the danger that now was involved with Nechash HaNechoshes, it's better that whoever still remembers the nes shouldn't have it. Anyone else, forget about the nes, I don't care. Better it should all be forgotten than anyone in Klal Yisrael use it as a michshol for Avodah Zarah. Yeah?
So, if it was only from the days of Ahaz that people started worshiping it, so then why in Pesach God would say, Ki ad hayvi mahim ahim.
Right, so it's not someone who's looking at the Pesach, yeah. There's not some of the Pasuk. There's another Chazal. The Gemara says a lashon, "Makom hinichalo yavoisel v'izgadavai." His forefathers left him something to fix, which is very big. The Rishayim, there's a Rashi there in the Gemara. The Rishayim are very busy. Exactly what that means. You would leave over an avodah zarah so that a later generation should have something to fix. It's a funny way of saying something, but it seems al pi hashgacha pratis Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't put it in the minds of the earlier kings to get rid of it. Even, you have to remember, they had to have been tkufas. Either were times Klal Yisrael wasn't serving Avodah Zarah, but even the times that they did serve it, the other kings, even if they got rid of Avodah Zarah, didn't have in mind. And if you think about it, it's not just getting rid of Avodah Zarah, you're getting rid of something that's around since Moshe Rabbeinu, a zikaron ta'anes. So they made a cheshbon and said, listen, you know, we say, Yisharim Darchei Hashem, Tzadikim Yalchavai, Paishim Mikashlubai. Right? We're not forcing anyone to serve Avodah Zarah. You could use this as a chizuk in Avodah Hashem. So that may have been their cheshbon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu now gave Chizkiah the seichel or the idea that no, it's too much. Get rid of it. Why? Because Makom Hinichubai. They left him a place to make a gather in Klal Yisrael to do something out of the ordinary that no one else ever did before. Okay, Pasuk Hey, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Batak, he had bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk says, "Ba'achrov lo yihayu kamayu b'chol malchi Yehuda." There was never another king like him, a tzaddik like him, in b'chol malchi Yehuda. Ba'asher ayu lufana, and even the kings that were before him, there was never such a king, except for David and Shlomo. They say that's the pasuk said, except for David and Shlomo. The Radak says, "Chutz mi David and Shlomo." The Rabbag wants to say even more than David HaMelech. Because David HaMelech, we find, did chatoim. Right? He didn't lose his malucha, whatever it is. Basheva, Esther, he had a couple of chatoim. Chizkiah, it says, everything he did was Yashar Be'enei Hashem. Well, hard to understand that, to say, because as big as David's chatoim were, they weren't such big chatoim. It's hard to say Chizkiah didn't do any chet in his entire life. He's one of those people that were made. He's not one of those people that were made to. They had no chatayim. Right? Yamin and Isha, you don't find he's in that list. So it's a little hard to understand what the Rabbak means. But that's what the Rabbak says. That even more than David and Malach. The Radak says no chutz in David and Shlomai. From the Malach of Yehuda after David and Shlomai, so he was the greatest king that there was. Vayidvak Bashem leitzar me'acharav. He was dovak Bashem. He never turned away. Vayishrom mitzvayzav. Hashem tziva Hashem es Moshe. Vayah Hashem imay b'chol Hashem yetzi yatzkel. Everything he did, Hashem was imay. Vayimay b'Malach Asher b'loy avodes. And he decided to rebel against Malach Asher. And right, his father Achaz served Malach Asher. And he decided to rebel against Malach Asher. Not only that, he had big success. Huhikas plishtim arazav esfulel yivigdal noisim adir mitzar. And so he had great success in getting land back from the plishtim. Vayiv hashana haraviyas b'malach Hizkiyo, in his fourth year, Hishana Shvius Laishea Ben Eila, which back in the, we're back before the Gullus of Aseret HaShvatim here, which is the 7th year of Hishea Ben Eila, Melech Yisrael. Ola Shalmaneser Melech Asher Ashrei Men Vayotzela. This is back before when Shalmaneser or Sancheirev, who laid siege to Shimrain. Like we said yesterday, for 3 years he lay siege, and then he attacked it, and he put Aseret HaShvatim into Galus. It was the 6th year of Chizkiah. We're repeating over what we said before. This is the Galus of Aseret HaShvatim. And again, we repeat over why does Aseret HaShvatim go into Galus? Asher lo yishamu b'kol Hashem lekeyem. Vayavar es brisa, es kol asher tziva Moshe ben Hashem, lo yishamu v'lo yasu. I don't know. So, well, at least we didn't repeat it for 20 psukim, only one pasuk. Now, uv'ar b'asher shana, this is the real reason why. Because we're saying that now Sancheirev is going to turn towards Yerushalayim. Right? First, so he took care of the Aseret HaShvatim. And now, uv'ar b'asher shana, l'melech Hizkiyo. So, Aseret HaShvatim, we just said, was in the 7th, in the 6th year of Chizkiyo. 8 years later, in the 14th year of Chizkiyo, Ola Sancheirev Melech Asher, called Ori Yehuda Abiturus Vayispasein. Sancheirev now is turning turning towards Yerushalayim and to Yehuda. So he went and he captured all the fortified cities in Yehuda. So Chizkiyah sends him a message. He was in Lachish. And he sent him a message there. And he told him, Chatasi, listen, I'm sorry that I rebelled against you. Shuv me'olai, turn away, don't come and attack me. Whatever tax you put on me, I will carry and else I will pay you. So Vayasa Malachasha Khiska Malakhuda Shloishme Kikar Kasav Shloishim Kikar Zav. He has to pay 300 silver kikar and 30 kikar zav. Vayit and Chizkiyah call Kasav and Insa Beis Hashem who voices Beis HaMelech. So he paid him this amount, all the Kasav and Beis Hashem, voices Beis HaMelech. And not only that, Boisa he kitzat Chizkiyah as Dalsis Heichal Hashem Vesa Oimnos. Asher Tzipa Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda. It seems that when you have to remember, Chizkiyah had to reopen the Beis HaMikdash. His father Achaz, but he did the Beis HaMikdash, he closed it down and all the Kalim, so he reopened it. So it seems the doors of the Heichal, I guess, needed some repair, and Chizkiyah had covered them with gold. He had coated them with gold. Now, even though Shlomo HaMelech had also covered them with gold, but it's many years since the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash, it was in disrepair. And Chizkiyah, in the beginning of his reign, when he fixed up the Beis HaMikdash, one of the things he did was he coated the doors of the Heichal with gold. But now he needed the money to pay Melech Asher, so he peeled away the coating. He cut them down. He peeled off the gold. And he sent it to Melech Asher. Yeah?
It was such a big amount that he didn't just have. Like,
well, it seems that it was. It seems to be a big machlokes here. What happened? Because in the next pasuk, Sancheirev is going to come back and try to attack. So what happened? He just said, if you pay me, I won't attack you. So the Metzudas learns that. He tricked him. He paid him. And he's okay. You know, he didn't care. The Radak says no. It was he told him, you have to pay this every year if you don't want me to attack. For a couple of years he paid, and then when he stopped again paying Chizkiyah, and at that time he came back.
That's
the Radak says that. La'achar zman. He doesn't say how long. La'achar zman, after he stopped paying him shana b'shana. So he felt he was rebelling against him again. So he came back. So if you say it like that, so then he needed every year gold. So I guess he ran out eventually.
And it wasn't wrong when he took down the doors.
wasn't wrong. I guess you know the choice. I don't know. Somewhere it's jiggling in my brain that there was a tie on him for doing this, but I can't pinpoint it. I have to look in Chazal. I don't see anyone here say that there's a tie on him. Okay, so he sent it. Vayishlach Melech Asher is Tarta. Now here, this is the pasuk I'm telling you that it seems that he Melech Asher now wants to attack again. So the Metudus right away says, Uvimir Masam Alav Einish. He tricked him. Kim Kol Zalav. He still came. As I just said, the Redak in the pasuk before says it was a little bit later. So he sent his Tartan, Vesrav Saris, Vesrav Shokei, Milachish, Alamelech Hiskiyah, Bichel Kavid Yushalayim. Big, a large amount of troops to Yerushalayim with all these officers. Vayalu, and they went up. Vayavayu Yerushalayim. Vayalu, vayavayu, vayamdu bisolas habreicho yoina, asher bimsilas stay kovis. So bisolas habreicho is like a sister. It was like a place. The Metzudasian says a place built with stones with lime, and you gather water there. That's a breicha. Bisolas habreicha is like the overflow pit of the breicha. When you need more water, it overflows into like a side pit. Now, where did this water lead to? It was b'msilas stei kaivis. There was a place there that they used to wash their clothing and spread it out there in the field to dry. And the water was like, there was like a ditch dug from this cistern to that place, and that's how they, that was the faucet, so to speak, for the water to wash their clothing. So this is the place, I guess it was a well-known place, that's where they went and they stood, I guess it was like outside and overlooking Yerushalayim. Yeah?
Why does it say the Yerushalayim?
Twice? Because I didn't want to go into this, but it seems it wasn't necessarily in one shop. Could be it was a different, each one was a different kufa, so it keeps on saying. So Vayikro Amalek. So they want to speak to the king. So they make a big announcement on their bugle. They want to speak to the king. So Yochim Mechilkiah was the person in charge of the palace. So he went out. Him, Mishabna Asaifer, Shabna the Saifer, the Yoyach Ben Asaf Hamaskir, Yoyach Ben Asaf, who was he was like the secretary in charge of who the king should see first. It's called the Maskir. Vayermelem Rav Sheka. So Rav Shake, I'm sorry, says, Imru Noel Chizkio. I have a message for Chizkio. Koyamar Hamelech Hagodol Melech Asher. Moa Bitochin Azeh Asher Batochta. What are you relying on that you are rebelling against me? Omarta Achdvar Svasai. Eitzo Givura Lamochama. So Rashi says, until now you said you're going to serve the king. Obviously that was achdvar svasayim. That was just words from your lips. You didn't really mean it. It was lip service. Why? Eitzo gvura l'amochama. But it seems that you really want to fight a war. So that's what he was telling him. What's this business that you're doing here? You claim to be a servant, but you're not really doing that. The Radak says, Ach Dvaris Vasayim, he was telling him, do you think you're going to be saved by Dvaris Vasayim, meaning with Tfilah? Do you think that you're going to win wars with Tfilah? Eitzo Gvura Lamochama. If you want to fight a war, you need Eitzo Gvura. You can't just rely on Tfilah. Atah now amiva tachta. Now here's the war. Who you relying on? He maradza be that you rebelled against me. So maybe he says to him, Atah ineva tachta lecha al mishenes hakone haratzu tazeh. maybe you're relying on Mishanet is what you lean on. Hakana is a like a staff or a stick. Haratzus that's broken. Hazeh, maybe you're relying on this broken stick. Al Mitzrayim, I'm referring to Mitzrayim. Ashi Samech Ishalah. You know why it's a broken stick, Mitzrayim? Because anyone who relies on him, Uva v'chapoi, once he gets into his hand, unikava, he makes a hole in it. Kein paramelech Mitzrayim l'chol ha'baitzim alav. That's how Pare acts also. He pretends to help you out, but at the end he just stabs you in the back. So he's not something that you could rely on. And now he took it to the next level. You're going to tell me, Al Hashem Elokeinu Batachnu. Halehu Asher Heisir Chizkiyo Es Bamaisav Es Mizbechaisav. Vayomer Lehudo V'Yishalayim Es Mizbech Hazeh Tishtachavu B'Yishalayim. Are you relying on Hashem Elokeinu? The Hashem, the Chizkiyo removed all the Bamais and the Mizbechas and told Klal Yisrael that only to the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim you should bow down? Is that who you're relying on? V'yata, if that's true, he saw him not as Adonai as Melech Asher. He tells him, you should, Hisarev means be mechayiv yourself. We'll see what that means. See if you could fulfill what I'm telling you to do. V'adna l'cha apayim susim, I'll give you 2,000 horses. In tucha lasus l'cha reich v'malel. See if you could fill them up with riders. Meaning to say, you have nobody. Even if I would give you the horses, you don't even have 2,000 riders to put it on. And now you're going to try to fight. You're going to try to fight against me. And as we'll see next week, he's going to go further and he's going to be negadif as Hashem. And he's going to curse Hashem and it's going to be a big tzara for Klal Yisrael. But it's going to be the turning point. That Chizkiyo HaMelech is going to teach Klal Yisrael to do a little tshuva here. Okay, we'll continue next week. Yeah.